Ted Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a bit of a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning, and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook, and Twitter at US of Ed. First off, Ed, Trump was well known for his bombast on the campaign trail. He said healthcare was going to be easy, ISIS would be defeated within 30 days. America would be tired of all the winning that they were going to do. 6 months in, the question has to be asked, where is the Trump agenda?
Well, let's start with healthcare. Obamacare was supposedly very unpopular with the American people. And the first thing they had to do was get rid of it. But during the campaign, they discovered, well, maybe people like it. So maybe we'll have to replace it. But they had no replacement. So this is like you and I making up the game and the rules 5 minutes before game time. So they went into office without a health care program or plan. This meant that everyone in the Congress who had an idea, their idea was legitimate. In the lower house, they knew if they passed a bill that was sloppy, they correct it in the Senate. When it got to the Senate, all the real deep cleavages within the Republican Party and probably within the nation came to fore. What did people want in a health care bill? Now listen to this. What they wanted was health care, in this case through an insurer, that would provide the basic health that they would need. And with a few extras that they'd pay for, they would get basically bulletproof health care. If they had a serious accident or something like that, they'd be covered. The next thing they wanted, if their kid had asthma or something, they wanted to be covered. No matter, they could not be pushed out. And they wanted health care for the elderly. Now, this sounds not extraordinary, and they got it. So what are the Republicans going to appeal? Well, the first thing they decided to do is take health care away from the elderly. Now, who are the elderly? The people who voted for them. Then they take health care away from the middle class. Whoops. So well, then we have people crying, well, we should take health care away from the poor. Whoops. So they really had no health care plan to vote on. That's the sad truth. And the only thing the president did was he had a photo op with a bunch of senators and a whoops moment where he said, this sounds very mean. In essence, he had no agenda in that. Let's proceed to his others. He's going to build this wall. Well, when he starts out building the wall on the eastern end, it's through golf clubs and rich people's estates. Whoops. That doesn't look very good. So we have to reconsider it. And it's going to cost $60 billion. Whoops. Can't go there. Because we have to give this money back to the rich. We're going to have a tax break. Well, as soon as he starts talking about a tax break, the Republicans in the Senate, who say they want a balanced budget, say, no. The Congressional Budget Office say, this will not balance the budget. So there is no agenda that I can see anywhere. And his ban, this is a really strict ban. I compared it with a visa for the same countries to get into Australia. It is tougher to get into Australia than the United States under the supposed ban in the United States from the very same country. So there's a lot of huffing and puffing and blowing. You know, the little story, huff and puff and I'll blow your house down. Well, the house seems to be made of brick.
I mean, looking at the way Trump sort of approaches these issues, I mean, let's look back at Obamacare, the one that they're trying to repeal and replace. The Affordable Care Act was known as Obamacare for a pretty good reason. This was something Barack Obama understood, spoke at length about, argued passionately for. With the Trump Care bill and with a lot of these things that seem to be passing by the president's desk, as it were, he seems to swap from one position to the next. He really seems to have no real concrete grasp on what he's actually arguing for.
Well, I think you said something really important. That is that Obama knew what the bill was. He set the parameters for it. He knew every word in it. And he could go out and defend it all around the country with seniors groups, with other groups and the like. So he was really the American healthcare system. And that's why it's called Obamacare. I don't think Trump knows what's in the health care bill. And remember, he tried to put the health care bill on McConnell. He says he has to pass it. This is not a dictatorship. Guess what? The members of the Senate do not have to do what anybody says, and they didn't. What we have now is an interesting situation. The president really has no agenda other than a few tweets. He has no leadership. He's not leading the Senate. He's not leading the House. He's not even leading his own team. Tillotson's off the ranch. And now he just pushed Sessions out of the House. So he has no team around him. His team in the White House is bailing. So here's a man in critical crisis without having even been in office 1 year. I cannot recall any time in the history of the United States where a president controlled both houses of the legislature and had accomplished nothing at all and could not lead the houses. Abraham Lincoln had a tough time, but he did it. This is a guy who wears the title president, but is not a president.
I just wanted to touch on, as you mentioned there, the kind of crisis that that Donald Trump is currently facing. Donald Trump Jr. and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, they're scheduled to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on July 26. What's your take on this? I mean, we've seen the story shift so many times already. Is this actually going to settle anything?
It's not a matter of whether it settles anything or not. They have to show up. The danger here for President Trump and all the Trumps is when they show up, they don't have a list of questions. So if they're asked something under oath, like what business did you do in such and such a place on such and such a day, if they tell a lie, they're in deep trouble. They can actually be arrested for lying to the Congress. So this is what Trump's lawyers are saying. Maybe we don't even show up. And I think that's one of the possibilities. Manafort is on his own. He may show up, but he has to be very careful. In the case of Donald Trump Jr., they can use him to ask all the questions they'd want to ask his father, because he's made no separation between his personal interests and his presidential interests. So he's open game. And I would not be surprised if Donald Trump Jr. did not show up or use the Fifth Amendment, both of which are tragic.
And just finally, Ed, I wanted to ask your thoughts. John McCain, a bit of an unfortunate situation this week. I believe it was removing a blood clot initially was what the surgery he was facing was all about. But it seems while they were in there, they have found John McCain, he's suffering from a brain tumor. Just wanted to ask any of your thoughts this week on him.
Well, I've known of John McCain for a very long time, even before he ran for the Senate. He's an enormously honorable man, a great American. He helped prisoners in the prisoners of war camp stay steady. He helped some people escape. He stayed behind, took beatings. And when he got to the Senate, he started out with stature. He made the most revealing, honest, and straightforward speech ever made in defeat when he lost to Barack Obama, and asking the nation to come behind Obama because it would show that the nation had gotten over the color issue. He is a hero of our time.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.